For people around the world, the story has renewed faith and trust in humanity. The Argentinian street dog Rubio waited 3 months for the return of his chosen in front of a hotel in Buenos Aires. An adoption in Buenos Aires was sabotaged by Rubio himself as he broke out to wait for his German flight attendant Olivia Sievers. She realized that she had been chosen and organized his journey halfway around the world to Germany. Why I do this audiobook? I do this audiobook because millions of people love this story and because such a fidelity is rare even among dogs. February 9th. My flight to Buenos Aires. I fly again like so many times in all the years to Buenos Aires. And my planning for the 2 days stay, helping street dogs in the district of Puerto Madero as a contribution to active animal welfare. In my luggage, tick and flea protection for 2 street dogs, well, as well as dog food. February 11th. This morning I wake up from my jet lag very early at the hotel. It's a hot summer morning in Argentina. At 5 o'clock in the morning, the sunrise is in the port of Puerto Madero. And I walk around in Puerto Madero and near the bridge, Puente de la Mujer, I see 2 big red-blonde street dogs. Yeah, and I join them. I give the dog food and both dogs tick and the flea protection, and the bigger dog keeps eye contact to me all the time. And when he moves, his ears are fluttering so funny in the wind. He gets caressed and he wallows in the grass with joy. His fur is very smooth. It doesn't look like it, but it's very smooth. And then he starts bringing an empty plastic bottle to me, and he wants to play. He makes me laugh, and I think it's a great, imposing dog. He keeps eye contact, and the other dog runs without any interest away. I take photos of how he plays with the empty bottle, and write in the social network to this photo later. If you have nothing, you are very happy about the little things you find. We walk together at the harbor. I make the first selfie of ourselves near the bridge Puente de la Mujer, and later I write on the social network, such a wonderful soul. He would have liked to have stayed with me. After some while, I get hungry and, yeah, I try to shake off the dog. Well, it's not possible to shake him off. Rubio, the name he got much later, finds the game quite great. I hide and he finds me. When he's distracted, I run away quickly. He's galloping happily behind me. And I think, may he not go over the wooden floor of the long bridge Puente de la Mujer? Well, he goes to my side over the bridge. Rubio accompanies me to the glass front of the hotel, Hilton in Puerto Madero, and the hotel staff sees us the first time together. Sadly, I say goodbye to him. I write on the social network, maybe I'll find him feeding again tomorrow morning. What a great dog! He stands in front of the glass front of the hotel and looks after me. In the afternoon and evening, I look for him in vain in Puerto Madero. February 12th, the next morning, I find Rubio. Rubio gets food and we walk again together for miles. And, well, I have to go back to the hotel because this day is departure.